Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. For many high school students, the chance to do hands-on work outside of the classroom, hone new skills, explore scientific fields, is a tremendous learning opportunity. And that work also comes with recognition. And for a lucky few, that includes the nation's oldest and most prestigious math and science competition. Each year, the Regeneron Science Talent Search names 300 high school students as scholars. The competition has been running since 1942 and has provided millions of dollars in awards. And the 2024 cohort, which was announced earlier this month, includes local talent right here in Sacramento. Hari Srikanth is a senior at Mira Loma High School, and he joins us now to talk more about his original work. Good afternoon.
Hi, Vicky. Nice to be on.
Thank you for taking the time to talk with us, and congratulations on this accomplishment. For people who are just learning about this for the first time, what is the Regeneron Science Talent Search?
The Regeneron Science Talent Search, as you mentioned, is one of the oldest competitions in the nation to recognize science and research and scholarship. The process involves submitting your original research work and a lot of additional information and essays that detail your role as an innovator and as a leader in the scientific community.
How long have you been working towards this goal and towards this accomplishment? When did you first become aware of this?
Well, I started my research that I submitted for Regeneron right before I entered freshman year of high school. So it's been a really long time coming. I worked on one part of my project for around 2 years and on the other part of the project for the remaining 2 years.
I would love to learn about your research. I mean, the project name formally is Multimodal Computer Vision and Novel Reinforcement Learning for Robot Navigation in Fires. But when you explain it, which I'm going to have you do, I mean, it's going to be really useful for people that are in dangerous situations that are caught in structure fires. Tell us how it works.
Well, I know the title's a bit of a mouthful, but there's really just two main ideas that are contained within the project description. There's a perception system, which involves the idea of robot. So the main project overall is robot perception and navigation in fire. So it's helping robot systems navigate through burning buildings to locate and identify where trapped inhabitants could be, to hopefully give that information to firefighters so that they can rescue them when the time comes. So there's two parts to how I'm achieving that. The first aspect of that is something called perception, where the robotic system needs to navigate through a system as complex as a burning building. And there's a lot of challenges that come with that. The main one that I had to deal with was smoke, because a lot of robot perception systems use something called LiDAR, where it uses laser systems to scan and map the environment around it. So what I did was I developed a novel mapping system that combined LiDAR with sonar to overcome a lot of the resistance that was faced by these systems, which enabled the system to navigate and perceive its surroundings to hopefully better move through the area. The second half of the project is using something called reinforcement learning to path plan and navigate its way through the burning building. So reinforcement learning is the machine learning technology at the core of ChatGPT, Google self-driving cars, and a lot of other main machine learning technologies like chess solvers. And it's the idea behind it is very simple. There's an actor which comes up with ideas for how a robotic system should act, and then there's a critic which tells the actor how well the system is performing. So traditionally, a lot of reinforcement learning systems use very complex mathematical structures called neural networks to estimate the performance and value of these algorithms. But my assumption was that this was overkill for a lot of the simpler applications like robotic navigation or path planning. You know, it's not going to be like doing something like ChatGPT. It's something a lot more down to earth. So what I did was I used some statistical techniques to simplify the critic step, which enabled me to outspeed some of the leading reinforcement learning algorithms in the world by 20% on my target use case. So that really helped actually run the path planning on board the drones, which is a major part of what my research contributed.
Yeah, I mean, as I'm just listening to you, there is a lot that is involved in this. And this has spanned years for you of research and work. But ultimately, I mean, at its core is to help people who are trapped inside a structure fire, inside a building. What inspired you to go down this route?
Yeah, well, here in Sacramento, you know, we're kind of no strangers to fires. I remember once when I was in middle school, the smoke just completely shut down our school for a few days, where we had the Paradise and Caldor fires, where actually people that I even knew had to leave their homes. They had to relocate for summers or weeks or months even on end. So it's something that I began to realize was I saw it a lot in the community of Sacramento. And when I turned my research to kind of see, you know, where else is it affecting, I realized that structure fires are a growing problem just in general. It's just been on the rise for the past few years. And it means that robotic systems that can hopefully assist with that challenge are going to be more and more important in the future.
Yeah. I mean, as you're doing all this work over your time in high school, I mean, you're also thinking about submitting for this competition that is incredibly prestigious. I mean, there are Nobel Prize winners and other distinguished individuals who have been part of this and have been selected over the years and decades. And this is, as you described, a very intensive process. When you actually found out that you crossed, you know, one of the finish lines, you were named as one of the 300 scholars. How did that feel?
Well, I was, you know, it was kind of a very unexpected thing for me. I woke up that morning and I had to be home because I was finishing some work for some of my college applications. And I just checked my phone and I saw the email that I was selected as a scholar. And I was super excited. I came down, told my mom, I called my dad, called my sister. I was really excited about the general opportunity because I had submitted for it a few months ago. But then when I finally got the confirmation that I was selected as a scholar, I was very happy to join the community, join the alumni network, and hopefully connect with a lot of the great people and talented individuals that are part of the Regeneron Science Talent Search Program.
And this week is a pretty big moment as well, because I believe on Wednesday you'll find out if you have been narrowed down to the top 40, correct?
Yeah. And, you know, the finalist is another, it's a very great option. It's a great opportunity because the finalists are invited to present their projects at Washington, D.C., to some of the leading professionals in their industry worldwide. And it's something that I'm looking forward to see, to finding out tomorrow.
When it comes to just your passion for science and for research, robotics also, where did that come from? When did that start for you? I mean, how old were you? Were you like a little hurry when you had this passion for STEM?
I think it, like when I was young, my parents really emphasized the idea of exploration. So I got to experiment with a lot of different things from sports to arts to piano to, and then it kind of led me to robotics. The big thing for me with engineering was I love my Legos, and they kind of helped me see engineering in a very creative way. It wasn't just application of theory and concepts, but it's also creating some new projects. And that's what's really been drawing me towards engineering. Since then, I developed my engineering background through activities like Science Olympiad with Mira Loma High School and through my robotics team, the FM49ers. And I've kind of used those opportunities along with a bunch of different projects to grow as an engineer and an innovator.
All right. So you get out of the classroom, you know, you put down the laptop or the computer. What other hobbies do you have? What do you enjoy doing?
Yeah, well, I, you know, as I mentioned, I love to keep in touch with my creative side. I've been playing piano for the past 7 or 8 years. And, you know, I just play more recreationally. And I just pick a couple of songs that I like to experiment with that. I've also pretty much into creative writing. I've always been drafting stories since I was really young, but over the past few years, I've started really annotating them down and compiling them all together in a bunch of different notebooks. Yeah.
That's awesome. And, you know, creativity, of course, there's creativity in science as well. Sometimes people think that, you know, they're different or, you know, mutually exclusive, but that's not the case. Finally, you know, you're a senior in high school and you've already accomplished so much. You haven't even graduated yet. What advice do you have for, you know, someone who's a freshman or in middle school that's listening to this and, you know, is interested in getting involved in research, but maybe it's a little intimidating and they don't know where to start?
I think my biggest recommendation is once you have like a couple different skills, once you're skilled enough to like know what you're exploring, my recommendation is just to go straight into projects and don't be scared to challenge yourself. Don't be scared to fail. I know for me, I had a lot of different setbacks. I just intended to create a system and I was super surprised when my robotic system couldn't even navigate in smoke. But whenever you come into those challenges, it's a great learning opportunity. My entire research is kind of built around the idea of overcoming these challenges, of bringing complex algorithms like reinforcement learning to my own practical robots, or of navigating these complex environments. In general, whenever there's a challenge, whenever you're doing it by yourself and you're kind of working through these projects, I think you learn more than you could just through textbooks or rote memorization or anything like that.
Hari, thank you so much for joining us. We'll be thinking of you on Wednesday. I hope you check in and let us know how it goes.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. Hari, pretty nervous about it.
Oh, well, you don't have to be. You're a winner in our eyes, but we will definitely be keeping our fingers crossed for you. Hari Srikanth is a senior at Mira Loma High School and is one of this year's 300 Regeneron Science Talent Search Scholars. And on Wednesday, he'll find out if he's in the top 40. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producer Sarit Lashinsky and managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer and audio engineer is Chris Phelps. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great Tuesday. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.